Here is the English translation of the text you provided. Note that most of the text is already in English. Russia will continue to supply oil to Cuba, RIA cites ambassador. Oil falls 2% on easing supply concern after U.S. Iran agree to talks. Silver prices plummet 16%, wipe out recent rebound. Oil prices slide over 1% with U.S.-Iran talks in focus. Gold prices fall, silver plummets 16% as dollar firms ahead of central bank meetings. Traders rush to lock in oil prices amid Iran geopolitical risk, more Venezuelan supply. Trump, Xi discussed Taiwan and soybeans in call aimed at easing China-U.S. relations. Argentina signs critical minerals deal with U.S., foreign ministry says. Exclusive, Nippon Steel considering $3.2 billion convertible bond sale, sources say. Japan stocks lower at close of trade. Nikkei 225 down 0.73%. Memory chip prices surge as much as 90% so far in Q1. Counterpoint, Nippon Steel widens full-year net loss forecast to 70 billion yen. KKR to acquire Arctos Partners for $1.4 billion, report. Siemens Healthineers posts steady Q1 as imaging strength offsets diagnostics drag. Volvo Cars Q4 profits tumble in challenging market. China said to halt Panama deals after ports operation nulled. Bloomberg News reports HP, Dell, Acer, and Asus consider Chinese memory sourcing amid shortages. Nikkei. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 1.81%. Ireland services growth eases in January but remains solid. Mozambique private sector stagnates in January amid slower growth. Australia trade balance rises less than expected in DEC as exports lag. U.S. January employment report will be published next Wednesday. BLS says Trump's one-year African Growth Act extension offers brief but fragile trade reprieve, analysts say. U.S. crude oil inventories decline, more than expected, bolsters crude prices. U.S. services sector treads water in January as new orders slow. ISM non-manufacturing PMI holds steady, meets expectations. Pakistan must create 30 million jobs over next decade. World Bank president says Bitcoin slumps with key 70,000 level in sight. Analysis. Software Mageddon leaves investors bargain hunting, but wary. Precious metals, oil slide as global tensions ease, copper down. Dollar recovers as central bank decisions loom, markets turn risk off. Morning bid, skittish investors haunted by tech sell-off. Thai headline CPI drops more than forecast in January to rise from April. Ministry says Paul Weiss law firm chairman Brad Karp resigns after Epstein emails released. Fed's Cook says it's time to wait and see on rates. Fed's Cook says policy rate ever so mildly restrictive. XRP falls 10% in route. Bitcoin price today plunges below $71 as global tech sell-off hits risk assets. Citi outlines key levels for Bitcoin as it erases all gains since Trump's victory. Bitcoin continues to languish near 15-month lows after heavy liquidations. Crypto press releases dominated by high-risk projects, chain story study finds. Debt Gold's DDAO token to begin spot trading on Biconomy. Trampolin introduces premium staking on Solana, a proven savings model. Rebuilt for crypto, Zeta Network explores real-world asset tokenization for treasury strategy. Zeta Network Group evaluates real-world asset tokenization strategy. Sampo updates dividend policy to include share buybacks. Sampo reports 8% premium growth, 12% underwriting result increase. Nordic insurer Sampo reports 12% growth in underwriting result for 2025. Jyske Bank launches DKK $3 billion share buyback program. Jyske Bank launches $3 billion share buyback program. Jyske Bank reports 7% rise in earnings per share for 2025. Canadian pension funds to sell stakes in UK's largest port operator, report. Forgent Power Solutions prices IPO at $27 per share. Begins NYSE trading. Tyson Foods declares quarterly dividend of 51 cents per share. If you need a specific portion of the text translated from another language or further explanation, please let me know.